Come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
I tell you, we are really bookending the show, and I don't even think I meant to do this. We started off in the 6 o'clock hour talking to Shelton Police, and now we're kind of rounding out near the end of the show with Shelton Fire. Joining me now is the fire chief, Francis Jones, is here. Hey, Chief.
Hi. Good morning, Melissa.
How are you?
Very good. I appreciate being on the radio, and thank you for the invite.
Are you kidding?
About the Shelton Fire Department.
Listen, I have a very special place in my heart for our law enforcement and our fire departments. I think what you guys do, you are, I know you don't like to call yourselves modern day heroes, but I look at generation after generation. When I was a kid, my parents were even now raising a kid. The firefighters, there's just something very special. I think communities love you. I hope they're rallying around you, including here in Shelton. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be part of our diner tour. It means an awful lot.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, how long, Chief, have you been with Shelton Fire?
I've been a member of the Shelton Fire Department for about 37 years now.
Wow.
So started when I was 16 years old. Membership in the Shelton Fire Department can begin at 16 years old as a junior member at one of our four volunteer fire companies. And then through training, and once you reach the age of 18, you could become a regular.
Wow. Did you know your whole life you wanted to be a firefighter?
From a very young age. And it was because of, in particular, some of the volunteers that provide fire prevention training in town. Like to give a shout out. She has since passed, but a good friend of mine was Dolores Collins. Aww. She did fire prevention, and her whole family was involved in the fire service. And October was fire prevention month, and they come to the schools. And so as a young kid, kindergarten or first grader, the firefighters would come to the schools and show us the fire trucks, teach about fire prevention. And that was kind of the hook. The other thing was the Milford 260 mustard. Remember my parents taking me to the firemen's mustard and parades.
That is a really cool thing that they do.
And it was.
Yeah.
It just celebrated its 50th anniversary this past year. And, you know, just seeing the antique fire trucks and just firefighters, either career or volunteer, always have the doors open and welcoming and sharing their knowledge to help prevent fires. That was a hook for me. So I don't know, 5-6 years old, I knew what profession
your heart was on fire.
I wanted to do. Yes.
No pun intended, but actually,
correct.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. I think that's amazing, and thank you. 37 years of service. Thank you for that. That's amazing. When did you become chief?
I've been chief since 2008. Actually, now.
Dang.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yes.
You don't look that stressed to have been chief for that long. That's amazing.
I'm surrounded by good people. So when you have a good team behind you, makes things easy.
That's incredible. I mean, let's talk about the Shelton Fire Department. What do you think makes it unique? I mean, you've been there your entire career, but what do you think kind of stands out?
Just like the entire community, it's community-based. It's generational based. We have a few members that are five generations deep. It's it's family based. So
yeah,
the whole fire service, you know, any emergency service, police, EMS, fire, it's family based. It's your second family, but it's also part of your first family because you share the highs and lows of everyday life when you're providing services.
And you risk your life with these people. These are your brothers and sisters going
exactly.
into
so
really
it,
dangerous.
It's truly a brother and sisterhood.
Yeah.
And in our department, we have numerous father and son teams. We have father-daughter teams. We have entire family teams.
I think that's the coolest thing.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a lot of industries that do that, but I've noticed that with firefighting, that it's like a generational thing, or you start young.
You start young, it's generational, and you learn skills that not only help you in the fire and EMS profession, but helps you in everyday life. We've had members that have become doctors. We have a lot of members that are engineers. We have a lot of tradesmen. I was just talking to Dennis back there. He's a pipe fitter. And,
yeah.
And we have a lot of tradesmen in there, electricians, plumbers, landscapers. So it runs the gamut from engineers to doctors to tradesmen. That's how the team's put together. And then we work with their talents when there is an emergency as to whatever's needed, we have talented people in all different skill sets of life.
Well, and I actually, that leads me to a really great next point, Chief Jones, which is how are you guys with retention and recruitment? Because I think sometimes people may have a misconception of, well, I don't know if I could be a firefighter. I don't know if I could go into a burning building, but that you may not necessarily have to fit that criteria. You could though still, you know, how are you guys doing with retention recruitment? And also if somebody was interested, you know, what are you looking for?
So we had the foresight a few years ago with the changing environment. We were able to say not everyone has to be the person that's going to be kicking down the doors, running into the burning building.
Sure.
Only about 3 to 5% of our calls are actual structure fires.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Thankfully, right? So fire prevention's doing their job.
It's working.
You know, so it's good, and that's a good thing. So a lot of the other positions can be handled by support position. So we developed a program in Shelton that we have structural support and station help firefighters.
Okay.
So depending on your age group, your level of skills and abilities, and your time commitment, we could put you into one of those categories and together as a team help your community, help our department provide the services that's needed. So that's one way we do it. And then the other is constant recruitment, constant training. You may have seen driving around our community today, the LED signs that are out there. We're always looking for people to join our fire department. So we use social media. We come to every event that we're invited to. So thank you again for talk to the community today on your show. Fire prevention, just like I got my start through, like I said, Firefighter Collins. We do that every event. We'll be at the Food Truck Festival, we'll be at Memorial Day, we're at 4th of July. We're out, we're promoting our department, we're promoting fire prevention, and hopefully we're recruiting as well.
I think it's amazing, and again, I think there is a call to action for many different people who come from different industries who can really fit into it. And I love that you can get started, you know, as early as high school. I think that's a big deal. Do a lot of fire departments do that?
Most of the volunteer departments are doing that. So in the Valley, I would say yes, there's a lot of junior programs within the Naugatuck Valley. We, in Shelton, a couple years ago, we started our Shelton Fire and EMS Pathways program. So Chief LaSella from the Echoes Ambulance Corps and myself, we had this idea, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 years ago. We started the program at the middle school. The Board of Education and the school administration and the city's administration were fully on board with it. So we started at the middle school with just their club programs. So we taught some fire prevention, and we introduced the fire service and EMS service to them. COVID happened, kind of slowed down our
program.
Messed
the whole world up, sure.
But last year, 2023, we were able to bring it to the high school. So a shout out to Kathy Riddle and the whole school administration. They've been nothing but welcoming. And we built the program to this Pathways program. So each and every day, that's where Deputy Chief Wilson is today. He's at the high school teaching our Firefighter One program at the high school. So the students at the high school are getting fire and EMS training throughout school year each and every day.
That's amazing.
And over the past 2 years, that's brought in 19 or 15 new members into the fire department directly from the program. And they're bringing their friends and family in as well.
I mean, talk about early exposure being such a big deal. You know, I was talking about this actually with one of my bosses recently, and you know, her son in particular was thinking about law enforcement and you know, how do you do that without going right to college and needing to get a degree in criminal justice and all that. But I think that's really neat from the fire aspect. You could start getting that kind of training. You said you started at 16 in a junior program. It's a big deal.
It is, and it's because of mentors and other volunteers that took the time to invest in other people have created career paths.
Yeah.
Like, so my career path, like I was talking to Dennis before, I went to trade school, so I went to school to be a tool and die maker.
Wow.
But I loved the fire service, so the training I received from Shelton Fire Department led to a 30-year career in the fire service.
That's
just
amazing.
Recently retired after 30 years from the Career Fire Service as
well. Wow. Well, thank you again for your service. That's incredible. And if people want more information, I know it's funny. Fire departments will most likely tell me just stop by the firehouse. But do you have a website or anything you want people to?
We do. They could go to SheltonFireDepartment.com/join and find out more about the fire department or get an application online. Or if the doors are open, stop in, say hello. We're always looking for members, and we try to never miss an opportunity to recruit somebody.
Yeah, so. I think that's amazing. Chief Jones, I want to thank you again. 37 years at the Shelton Fire Department and being chief since 2008. That's incredible. That's amazing. Thank you for the work that you do and the entire Shelton Fire Department. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All your listeners as well. Thank you.
Absolutely.